From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A double suicide bombing in a central Baghdad area on Monday morning killed at least 38 people. The rush hour attack struck the city's Tehran Square Monday morning. The explosion also wounded at least 105 others. The area around the square is usually crowded with laborers seeking work. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but it bore all the hallmarks of the Islamic State group, which has claimed similar attacks in the past. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday accused the U.S. of trying to rewrite the nuclear deal with Iran, saying Washington was trying to do business on ultimatums and dictatorships. Lavrov said what the U.S. was trying to do was rewrite the text of the agreement and include things that would be unacceptable for Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he was waiving for the last time sanctions the U.S. agreed to lift under the 2015 deal, and that Congress and European partners had 120 days to come up with ways to fix what he called a disastrously flawed agreement. A new report says Somalia's al-Shabaab militants are forcing rural communities to hand over children as young as 8 years old for indoctrination and military training. Human Rights Watch says al-Shabaab conscripts the children by subjecting elders and religious school teachers to beatings, abductions, and intimidation tactics. The campaign was first reported by VOA Somali Service in September. Pictures, stories, videos, and more are all available on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to follow Voice of America there. This is VOA News. Palestinian President